Hello everybody and welcome to yet another edition of the Indian Cricket Podcast. We are now at the business end of the T20 World Cup 2022 men's edition and India are up ahead, ready to take on England in Adelaide while New Zealand take on Pakistan in Sydney. Couple of really cool games coming up, and before we get into both of them, on this episode of the podcast, we have Sandeepan Banerjee, of course, joining us all the way from Adelaide to talk to us about a few very important things, including the brief Rohit Sharma injury scare that happened at the Nets two days prior to match day. So you'll hear first-hand information about what happened there. You'll also hear what happened at the pre-match press conferences, especially England's pre-match press conference that Sandeepan attended, and a few other things related to the game, including the surface, the ground conditions and changes that Team India might make. And after Sandeepan's conversation, we have a brief bit from Mumbai Indians fielding coach James Pamint, who joins me to talk about Team India's composition, what makes them such a very good side, and the evolution of the T20 game, which the World Cup has added an exclamation point to, as we observe. It's a fun episode. I hope you like it. And if you do, make sure you hit the right buttons to never miss an episode and share it among your community. All right, let's load the episode. Today we are previewing just another game. I don't know who we are playing. It's just one game and then we go to the finals. It's simple. It's not a big deal. I don't know why we're making such a big deal out of this. We're playing some team. Which has been doing relatively okay. They bat a little deep, I'm told. I'm told that their opening is also in form. I'm told that their bowling is also a little good. But it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter because it's written in the stars. India are going to through to the finals and we're going to meet Pakistan, I guess. I don't know. But why do you want to listen to me? You're only going to get biased opinions. Let me introduce somebody who's at ground zero and who's going to give us a little, slightly unbiased opinion. Just a little bit. Mr. Sandeepan Banerjee is looking amazing at the Adelaide Oval. Wow, Sandeepan. You look like you are at home in Australia. Are you not coming back?
First of all, when it's an England game, I am not sure I can give you unbiased opinion. And okay. I take offense. You say that you don't know the opponent. I was thinking about wearing my England jersey today, actually, coming to the practice. My boys are just practicing behind me. I think it's going to be an easy game for us. It's another England-New Zealand final. Don't worry about it.
Oh, excellent. Yes, that's... India-New Zealand. No, Pakistan.
England-New Zealand, I said.
England-New Zealand. Okay.
Come on. I am an England supporter. You know that. I am a huge England supporter. I know my professional commitments are different.
Deshdrohi. The Deshdrohi comments incoming on Twitter to you, Sandeepan, after this episode. Be ready. But why? Why do you think it's in India? Let's start there. Why do you think it's an England-New Zealand final? Why are India and Pakistan losing?
No. I mean, talking like, let's now become a little bit more serious. I think, you know, this World Cup has been a bit strange considering the conditions. You know, we had rain throughout Australian grounds. The wickets were a bit tricky because it's an early season over here. So, you know... Now the Australian summer is truly here. You can see the weather behind me. It's bright sunshine here. They are going to use the fresh track for this match. The square boundaries at Adelaide will be, much shorter, I guess. So, I think England can play their natural game on these conditions. I think now there will be not much of huge movement up front for the fast bowlers. So England batting, which has been struggling a little bit to get going, since they have landed in Australia, I think now they can, their batting can pick. So these are ominous signs for Indian bowling attack, I guess.
Yeah, an attack that has relied a lot upon swing, right, in the early stages of the competition because of weather.
And I don't think under these conditions you get much swing up front. And if you see the England bowling attack, most of their bowlers are like hit the deck kind of bowlers. and hit the deck kind of bowlers can trouble, trouble the batsman. So India need to be very up on their toes. I don't think India will go into this game as favorites.
But that is the trick that we have been playing with everyone, Sandeepan. We've said from the very beginning we are not favorites, right? And slowly creeping up. But Moeen Ali has come in the presser and said England are not favorites. He's saying we are underdogs.
Today Ben Stokes spoke with the media, and he said that I asked this question specifically to him, that now the Australian summer is here, the conditions are much more conducive to batters. Can England play their natural game? And he himself, actually, he said that he's relieved to see this kind of a weather here. And this, with the square boundaries are shorter, they can change their game plan. I think these conditions will just play into England's... Now England can play their natural game on these conditions, which I feel.
Yeah. Okay, so if you have England ki baat chhedi hai, to England se hi shuru karte hai, then we'll come to India a little bit. You think they're peaking at the right time? Couple of good results in the last few games, some players coming back into form.
I think so, yes. They are picking at the right time. I believe David Malan's fitness is a concern, but he is here at the Adelaide Oval. I don't know whether he will do the nets or not, but he is here. That's a good sign for the England team management. Though I asked, there has been no official confirmation from the ECB whether he's out or whether he's, he'll be observed. There's nothing officially has confirmed, but he's here in Adelaide.
I thought Phil Salt khel lega na uski jagah pe.
Harry Brooks bhi hai.
Harry Brooks bhi hai. But his injury didn't look good that day. Really struggling with his groin.
Oh, talking about injuries, let me give you a quick update. There was a injury scare on Indian from the Indian camp.
Please clear kara de. Subah utke heart attack aaya hai mujhe. Bata de kya ho gaya Rohit ke saath? Is he okay?
Yeah, so Rohit got hit on his right wrist. He just came to the nets, just throw down specialist ka 2-3 ball face kiya tha, ek ball ne uchla aur it hit on his right wrist. He looked in a lot of discomfort at that point. Ice pack diya, of course. Team physio ne bahut time unke saath spend kiya. Even Paddy Upton, who is like team psychologist for this World Cup, Rahul Dravid. वो भी बहुत देर तक उनसे बातें करते हुए दिखे, क्योंकि ऐसे कंडीशन में क्या होता है कि इट्स जस्ट नॉट अ फिजिकल इंजरी, राइट? बीइंग अ कैप्टन अंडर फॉर बिफोर अ ह्यूज गेम, इट कैन दिस काइंड ऑफ हिट्स और इंजरीज कैन इफेक्ट यू मेंटली एज वेल. बट पैडी अपने उनसे बहुत देर तक बात की, एंड थैंकफुली फॉर द इंडियन फैंस, रोहित ने सेकंड एक घंटे बाद आके नेट में बहुत देर तक बैटिंग किया. उन्होंने मोहम्मद सिराज और बाकी सारे नेट बॉलर फेस किया, थ्रो डाउन स्पेशलिस्ट को भी फेस किया, ही लुक्ड ओके. So I think now Rohit is good to go.
Thank God. You know, Sandeepan, what it is.
Actually, when the injury happened, he looked quite stupid, and he looked in a lot of discomfort. But good to see from Rohit that he came back, and then he got going in the next second half.
Share, bhai. Share. Yeah.
And remember,
he's a lion. But like, you know what it is? It is.
If you see the boundaries here, if I can show you the ground dimensions, if you see the boundary here. The square boundaries are very short over here. Yeah. So Rohit jo apna pull shot aur wo usme out ho raha hai, agar yahan par miss it bhi hota hai wo shot mein, wo chhakka jayega. To Rohit ka fit hona Bharat ke chances ke liye bahut bahut mahatvapurna hai, bahut important hai. Hit the deck bowling ko wo acha khelte hain.
Are you forcing a
Shohir square mein wo acha khelte hain aur aise condition mein swing bhi nahi hoga initially, to Rohit ko generally they will attack on his body or attack, they will probably attack with shorter short pitch stuff. But Rohit can and these boundaries, I think Rohit, even if he's not at his 100% while playing, that was his favorite shot, by the way, that is pull shot or hook shot.
Are we foreshadowing what's going to happen, or is Rohit due a big one?
Absolutely. I think Rohit will pick in this game. वो बहुत डिटरमिन्ड लगे आज नेट्स में. जैसे इंजरी हुआ उसके बाद तो कोई भी मैच के 48 आवर्स पहले उतना जाके बैटिंग नहीं करता, लेकिन रोहित ने वो टाइम बिताया और फिर आके तुरंत ही बैटिंग किया. और ऐसा नहीं है कि उसको जस्ट उसका इंजरी हुआ है तो थोड़ा सा पेस, शॉर्टर पेस बॉल और मे बी थोड़ा सा पेस कम करके नेट, उन्होंने स्पेसिफिकली इंस्ट्रक्शन दिया नेट बॉलर्स को, आप अपना अपना डालो, मतलब वॉट एवर जो वो डालते हैं वही उन्होंने बोला कि इट्स नॉट के उनको उनको हाथ में लगाए तो उसका थोड़ा सा बाउंसर मत डाले, या नेट जैसे थ्रो डाउन स्पेशलिस्ट करते हैं वैसा मत डाले, वो नॉर्मल उसने बोला कि आप अपना डालो।
वही तो है ना इंटरेस्टिंग चीज, इंडिया रियली वांट दिस वर्ल्ड कप, दैट इज द की फैक्टर डोंट यू थिंक इन ऑल ऑफ दिस।
दैट्स व्हाट दे एब्सोल्युटली दे वांट, एब्सोल्युटली दे वांट। आज ऑप्शनल सेशन था पर फिर भी बहुत सारे, हार्दिक, रोहित, डीके, डीके आज नेट्स में बहुत देर तक बैटिंग किया उन्होंने, बहुत एक्चुअली मैंने सबसे ज्यादा फ्लुएंट डीके को आज दगा नेट्स में, जो भी मार रहे थे एकदम मिडल ऑफ, यू नो ही वाज हिटिंग द मिडल ऑफ हिज बैट, बट आई हैव माय डाउट्स वेदर डीके विल प्ले और नॉट।
Yeah, so
डीके
is
आई
it going to
थिंक,
be Pant or DK?
या आई थिंक पंत, आई थिंक पंत, क्योंकि टीम मैनेजमेंट जो डीके से आशा कर रहे थे वाज दे वर एक्सपेक्टिंग ऑफ डीके फ्रॉम दिस टूर्नामेंट, ही हैजंट डिलीवर विद द बैट एंड ही कीपिंग इज आल्सो नॉट, रिमेंबर हिज
That
कीपिंग
I think is a
हैजंट
concern.
बीन यू नो एट हिज बेस्ट थ्रू आउट दिस वर्ल्ड कप, और
Yeah.
मुझे नहीं, एंड कंसीडरिंग इंग्लैंड लेग स्पिनर आदिल रशीद एंड ऑल दोस, या आई डोंट थिंक दे विल ड्रॉप ऋषभ पंत फॉर दिस गेम आई थिंक, एंड ऋषभ का रिसेंट में, रिसेंट टाइम पे इंग्लैंड के खिलाफ रिकॉर्ड भी अच्छा रहा, इफ यू हैव सीन हिम प्ले इन
Very
यूके,
true. Very
सो
true.
आई थिंक दे विल प्रोबेबली गो अहेड विथ ऋषभ फॉर
Yeah. And
इन द
also the
रिमेनिंग
square
पार्ट ऑफ दिस
boundaries thing,
टूर्नामेंट।
right? The square boundaries thing, you know, it's a left-hander's
ऋषभ
paradise.
यहाँ पर, ऋषभ यहाँ पर मतलब मारेगा तो वो बाहर ही जाएगा रेस्पेक्टिव ऑफ द बाउंड्री साइज।
Exactly.
आई थिंक
Any other
ऋषभ
changes?
ऋषभ रिसेंट रिकॉर्ड अगेंस्ट इंग्लैंड प्रोबेबली विल फोर्स हिम द इंडियन बैट्समैन, इंडियन टीम मैनेजमेंट टू प्ले हिम,
Any other
आई
changes?
मीन दे शुड आइडियली दे शुड,
Yeah. Do you think there could be any other changes?
आइडियली आई वॉन्ट चहल टू प्ले,
Yeah,
चहल का
man.
ओवरऑल रिकॉर्ड अगर आप
True.
देखें इंग्लैंड के खिलाफ वो अच्छा रहा है, हालांकि दिस ग्राउंड इज, यहाँ पर फ्रेश पिच, मुझे लग रहा है कि यहाँ पर फ्रेश दे विल यूज अ फ्रेश पिच, तो स्पिन अंडर लाइट कितना बड़ा फैक्टर होगा आई डोंट नो, आई हैव माई डाउट्स, लेकिन अक्षर ने अभी तक कुछ टूर्नामेंट में ज्यादा कुछ किया नहीं है, और अगर ऋषभ खेलता है तो आपको जो वो एक बैटिंग का नीचे जो एक डीके से रन नहीं बन रहे थे तो आप अक्षर को ड्रॉप अफोर्ड नहीं कर सकते, क्योंकि वो एक एक्स्ट्रा आपको एक्स्ट्रा क्वेश्चन देता है बैटिंग में, लेकिन अगर ऋषभ खेलते हैं तो आई थिंक के इंडियन टीम को मतलब दे शुड गो अहेड विथ एन अटैकिंग बॉलिंग ऑप्शन लाइक चहल।
How about so no extra seamer, you think?
नो नो आई डोंट थिंक सो,
No
आई
extra
थिंक
seamer.
अटैक में कुछ चेंज नहीं होगा, अगर एक चेंज होगा वो अक्षर के जगह पे या अश्विन की जगह पे चहल को खिलाना खिलाना जाना चाहिए, वेदर खिलाया जाएगा कि नहीं आई हैव माय डाउट्स।
अभी अन्ना को कैसे ड्रॉप करेगा भाई? अन्ना इज किलिंग इट विद अ बैट यार. Ash Anna is
आई
rocking it.
डोंट थिंक वो लोग अश्विन को ड्रॉप करेंगे, हालांकि आई डोंट नो हाउ मच अश्विन विल बी इफेक्टिव ऑन दिस ग्राउंड, आई थिंक आई विल, इफ यू आस्क मी आई विल प्रोबेबली गो अहेड विद अ रिस्ट स्पिनर।
इंटरेस्टिंग. But that's anyway. But I think going macro, I think that's a. It just shows that the team is in a good place, right? When you're not trying to make too many changes, the team is set heading into a big game. The team's in a good place mentally, and they're sort of looking set, looking determined, looking confident. The you know again eyes on Virat Surya again. You think?
Absolutely, absolutely. But the thing is, obviously Virat Surya. जिन्होंने जैसे इस टूर्नामेंट में परफॉर्म किया है, बट इट कैन बी अ डबल एज सोर्ड एज वेल, लाइक वेदर द टीम इज ओवर डिपेंडेंट ऑन देम और नॉट। विराट कोहली हर रोज नहीं खेलते, देयर इज अ थिंग कॉल्ड लॉ ऑफ एवरेजेस, राइट, सो लॉ ऑफ एवरेज कैन गेट टू देम एंड, बट अदर बैट्समैन को पिक करना होगा। केएल राहुल मुझे अभी इस टूर्नामेंट में उन्होंने 8 शतक मारे, रन आए उनसे, लेकिन बड़े मैच में उनको पिक करना होगा। A lot will depend on India's opening performance, opening batters in this game.
Yeah. No, and there's this stat that I saw, even in the 21 World Cup, he had a slow start and then towards the end, he started scoring 50s, right? even here that is probably that's what's happening. He somebody
but
starts.
आपको अगर पता आपको याद होगा 2020-21 वर्ल्ड कप में इंडिया ने अपना पहला दो मैच था पाकिस्तान और न्यूजीलैंड के खिलाफ.
And then later you played the smaller teams.
थोड़ा से comparatively weak team, weak bowling attacks के खिलाफ. I think Chahal, it is time for Rahul to perform in a big game.
Yeah, absolutely. No, and why that's important is because Adelaide is supposedly batter friendly. You know, is a batter friendly ground.
It is batter friendly. It is going to be an absolutely batter friendly condition. ये used pitch भी नहीं होगा क्योंकि they are using a fresh pitch for this. और under lights ऐसे condition में बहुत I think it will make a lot of difference. I think ये this condition should suit Indian batters or bowlers के लिए. I think this is going to be high scoring contest that I can predict.
Yeah, it's interesting because Rohit has preferred batting first in this World Cup a lot. Like if you've seen him winning the toss bat first,
has been the trend. Considering those big,
do you
grounds,
see that happening here as well?
Little bit of cloudy weather, rain in the air, like little bit of moisture on the surface. But here I have my doubts whether Rohit would bat first because हमने यहाँ पर बांग्लादेश के खिलाफ खेला था और उन्होंने second half में they were doing well with the bat. At one point, it will be very hard to defend for the Indian bowlers under these conditions.
You know what's interesting, Sandeepan? Like we opened the episode with this, right? You know what's interesting? India are playing their game in batting friendly conditions in Adelaide. Pakistan are playing in bowling friendly conditions in where they are playing. So, which is why I think.
India, Pakistan have the upper hand. I met Kalim Melbourne, and already there is a buzz in Melbourne. If you check the flight fares of Melbourne before and after the final, it has skyrocketed. So, another road trip for you. Stage is setting up for an India Pakistan final. But let's not count England out. I mean, that's what I can tell you. England will go into this game as favorites. Probably, I think Sydney mein shayad Pakistan as a favorite is jaye New Zealand ke khilaf. But I think England, I don't think actually Sydney maybe New Zealand will be the favorite, will start as favorites.
Yeah, I think so too.
And I think yahan par bhi England will start as favorites.
I think so too because you know there's somebody called Trent Boult sitting there. Like if
Trent
that Boult guy runs
in
through,
also wicket, their batting is little bit top. Like Pakistan batting is little bit of top. You know, top heavy. They can if they can wickets up front and I think
things can change. Interesting. Okay, Sandy, thanks for joining us. This was great. What are your predictions before we wrap up? Okay, prediction.
High scoring contest. That's what I can see.
Good. Nice.
I think whoever will chase here will win.
Ooh, that's a good prediction. Chalo, we'll see you on the other side of this. Thanks. Enjoy. Have fun. And
your
road trip to Melbourne. I'm looking forward to the stories.
Absolutely.
Cheers.
Cheers.
So that was Sandeepan joining us all the way from Adelaide. Now let me turn your attention towards James Pamond, the fielding coach of Mumbai Indians, who joins me all the way from New Zealand as we quickly weigh up India and take a quick macro look at the T20 World Cup 2022. It seems like Virat, Surya, Arshdeep is turning out to be the spine of this side, isn't it? Specifically with Team India. With Rohit,
at
the top. Yeah,
for sure. I've been really impressed with what I've seen from young Arshdeep Singh. Yeah. He's obviously had a couple of IPLs now where he's been given some serious responsibility by the Kings 11 team, the Punjab team. So, and he just seems to be embracing it. Once again, Bhuvanesh, he's had some amazing spells as well. The other night watching him make the ball talk was really exciting. I mean, KL Rahul he's just such an amazing cricketer. If I ever had a chance to get somebody to Mumbai, that would be one guy. Because he scores 9.
You'll have to break the bank for that. But
Yeah, every time we play against him, he scores a 90 or 100. And you know, my observations of him has just been, well, what a wonderful player. So it was good to see him get some runs. Good to see him get some runs. You can see he was struggling a little bit earlier on, but he found a little bit of tempo. So, you know, once again, if he can get going, Virat's a breath of fresh air, isn't he? You know, he's just been such a live wire, and the qualities that we all know that he's had and he still has is shining through, and, you know, just plays the game with just such vibrancy and energy that, you know, you don't begrudge him any success that he has, because, you know, he's just a great ambassador for the game. But that, that middle order, you know, obviously we're all big fans of Hardik, and we know how dangerous Hardik is. It hasn't quite worked for him yet, but we know that, you know, the way he approaches his cricket, you know, the next game is the most important game for him. That we know hangover from, you know, little failures. Because like we say, it's about impact, not consistency. But so there'll be something special around the corner, I'm sure, from Hardik in the next couple of games. And then, yeah, they just need to work extremely hard to defend or to knock over the team if they happen to bowl first. And if they can do that, well, they are a team that can win it very easily.
Oh, is that a prediction?
Oh, there's no doubt. I mean, if I was a head coach of one of the teams, that would be the team that – it might take me a little bit longer to work out how I'm going to do it, but – you know, I guess from a pure T20 talent perspective, that is the team with the talented players in it, the most talented players in it. But that doesn't mean anything. You know, you still have to make decisions. You still have to perform. You know, when the microscope, you know, and the game gets hot, you still have to perform and do the and do the business. But I guess from a pure T20 talented point of view, that'd be the team that I'd love to be in charge of
course. Let's hope that happens. That'll be amazing. We'll see a proper regime. We'll see a lot of our boys with big bulging shoulders and biceps walking around. That'll be amazing. is this World Cup now? I mean, what a World Cup we've had, haven't we? I mean, has this, I think for me, it's been one of the most competitive T20 World Cups. And before the World Cup began, I was one of the TV channels. And I mentioned this on air that a lot of times these important events are great places to observe the evolution of the game. Because, you know, it is the world stage. Everybody's watching and everybody wants to present their best selves. And you really get to understand where the game has reached in its evolution. It's still a young format, right? So what do you make of the format, where it is right now, and where do you think it's going in the future?
Yeah, it's amazing, because that is the question that, you know, you get asked the most in terms of what, you know.
All the time.
And I wish that I, you know, was either intelligent enough or I had a strong imagination or a crystal ball to tell you where this game is going. I think, and I always say this, is the most relevant people to ask around where is this game going in the future is the players, because they're the ones who have the biggest influence, you know. And I always see it as my role as a coach, you know, whether I'm on my role with MI as a fielding coach or whether I'm a head coach, you know. It's trying to make sure that the basics of the game are delivered to a high level. So, you know, that's really important. But then the rest of it is around, you know, the players using their imaginations around, you know, how can you keep pushing this thing, you know, to a different level, to a different level. Because, you know, that the wickets that we play on always have a big say in, you know, where the game could go, you know, because people naturally just, I guess, look at the runs and they go, well, you know, we're playing T10 cricket now. So eventually scores of 220, 230, 240 will become the norm, but they won't if the wickets still provide something for the bowlers, you know, to get their teeth into.
Which is what we've seen in Australia.
Which is what we've seen in Australia.
Yeah.
So we've seen games of 145, 150, and we see this in the IPL as well, 160, where games can be just as compelling, in fact, probably more compelling, where it's an equal competition between the bat and the ball. So,
yeah,
that's always really important, I think, that you know, when we do consider where is the T20 game moving into the future, is, you know, the pitches always play a big role in the scores that are presented. And, you know, just because the game is not as, I guess, run-filled as some, that doesn't mean to say it's not such a good game. It doesn't provide such moments of excitement, you know. So,
yeah.
But I guess it's the imagination of the players, you know, around the things that we see that I guess are spectacular, which we hone in on. We haven't seen that before, or we've pushed that to a different level, whether it's a piece of fielding skill or whether it's a bowler introducing a different type of variation or whether it's something like Sky, you know, presenting different shots that we've, you know, we've I guess never seen
clearly,
before.
We don't have the imagination for it. He does. And that's what makes it so beautiful, isn't it? That you come across such individuals who put their blood, sweat and everything into it to try and sort of maximize their skill, try and maximize their expression as a professional. And then we, on the other hand, sort of embrace. The Indian Cricket Podcast is produced and presented by Bilgi Media, a new age video and podcast company. You can find the video versions of these conversations and live cricket analysis on Match Day Mornings on my YouTube channel. So go ahead and do the jam. You can support our content as well by getting onto our Patreon account. Link is in all of my Linktree bios everywhere. So go ahead and you can support us. Thank you for coming and keep coming.